When we make the sign of the cross, we hold our three fingers together and two fingers, our little two fingers, place them in the palm of your hand. So the three fingers represent the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but they are one God. So they are, the three fingers come to one point. And the two fingers in our palm represent the two natures of Christ, that he is fully divine and fully human on earth. Our palm is earth. And so when we make the sign of the cross, even when we form our hand in this way, we are stating an important fact about our own faith. We are saying what we, it's a mini creed when we hold our hand this way. We believe in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus is fully God, fully human. He was incarnate and came to earth. That's a lot to say in just the way we hold our hands. And then we say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. We start at the forehead, go down to the chest, to the right shoulder, to the left shoulder, Amen. Some people kind of do an Amen by moving their open hand towards their belly. That's fine. Also, you will notice, especially for those who are new, when you're trying to figure out how to make the sign of the cross and you're watching everybody else, that people sometimes do it differently. And so the way I grew up is doing it exactly as I showed you. Now, some people, depending on where they're from, make much larger crosses. They might make a cross like this, okay? That's because that's the culture that they came from. Some people make tiny crosses, okay? Or sometimes they'll do three tiny crosses in rapid succession. Have you seen that before? Now, I would like you can make your cross. There's a variety of ways. The way I do it is sort of, I think, maybe in the middle. If you do a rapid triplicate of your cross, make it a cross. Sometimes it looks more like strumming a stringed instrument. It's not the sign of the banjo, it's the sign of the cross. So we need to be intentional about our cross when we make our cross. That's the main thing. Be intentional. It should be a cross. It shouldn't just be a kind of motion of the hands. It should look like a cross. And when we make the sign of the cross, it's really about the things I just talked about a moment ago. We recognize Jesus' love for us, that he died on the cross, but also that we have to carry our cross. And we place that cross on ourselves. There are times we make the sign of the cross and times we don't. And I will end there. The times we make the sign of the cross tend to be when we mention the Holy Trinity. When we say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we make the sign of the cross. At the beginning of the service, blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son, we make the sign of the cross. At the beginning or end of the gospel, we usually make the sign of the cross. Some people make it a little more than others. That's okay. It's not like you can't make a sign of the cross. You can make this. Sometimes it's just you hear something very moving and you make the sign of the cross. Now, there are a couple times when you're not supposed to make the sign of the cross. If you do make the sign of the cross, there's no punishment for it. But there are times when you're not really supposed to. When the priest is blessing the people, you're supposed to just bow and receive the blessing. When you are being censed with the censer, you're just supposed to bow and receive it. When you come up to communion and you receive communion, don't make the sign of the cross right at the chalice. That's really for a practical reason, because sometimes people will go to make the sign of the cross and they hit the bottom of the chalice. And that could be dangerous as far as the chalice and communion. So I like to say, receive communion, head over to the bread. When you get near the bread where you're going to take your blessed bread, turn, face the chalice, and make the sign of the cross at that point, rather than making it right there.